This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Popular culture has cast the sniper as the lone wolf of warfare. The truth is that long-distance shooting is a two-man job. The sniper may hold, aim, and fire the rifle, but it is the other half of the team, the spotter, who does the ballistics calculations of distance and drop and the slant of the earth, along with wind and other atmospheric factors. They are typically equipped with a scope and a notepad, sometimes even a laptop. So what if there were a weapon that could do all the arithmetic for you, transforming even amateur firearm users into deadly sharpshooters? Well, now there is.
Who is Tracking Point? We're an applied tech company that created the world's first smart rifles. And we've democratized accuracy, and we've entirely disrupted the shooting experience. I'm allowing a guy who's untrained to be able to become very, very proficient within minutes.
Derek Mead is host of the short film called Long Shot, which covers his investigation and field test of the so-called smart rifle created by the Texas-based company Tracking Point Solutions. Long Shot was produced by Vice Magazine's tech-based video channel Motherboard, and Derek is also editor-in-chief of Motherboard. Derek, thank you for being with us.
And thank you for having me.
Also on the line with us is Longshot producer and Motherboard's features editor, Brian Anderson, also featured in the film. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, Derek, tell us a little bit more about the weapon, how it works.
The idea that a lot of people have trouble comprehending for long-range shooting is you actually have to aim your gun way above the target to compensate for the bullet dropping. And it's kind of weird if you're aiming at a deer and you have to actually aim at the sky 20 feet above the deer. It's not going to feel right. And basically what this scope does is it calculates all of those ballistics for you and then recalibrates the video screen on the scope to make it look like you're aiming at your target while you're actually aiming to compensate for wind and everything else. So it's something that makes users feel a lot more comfortable shooting because it just kind of connects with you more viscerally.
One of the big differences I noted in the film is that you hold onto the trigger, and usually, you know, when you fire a gun, you pull the trigger and the shot goes, but this actually does its calculations, comes back to you, and then makes the shot.
Yeah, it does. And that's something that, you know, as a fairly novice shooter myself, it was definitely a strange experience. Shooting a normal rifle, you pull the trigger and it makes it a loud bang, and, you know, you hope that you aimed properly. And this one, it only lets it fire when you're aimed exactly where it wants you to be aimed. And that is obviously helps with accuracy, but it also kind of removes you a little bit from the decision-making. Mm.
Derek, you just mentioned you weren't so proficient at firing guns. How about you, Brian? Both of you had a chance to test the PGF. First, how experienced were you, and how far were you able to accurately shoot using this PGF, or precision-guided firearm?
So before I fired the PGF, I had really never held a gun, let alone fired one. I believe when I shot the PGF, that was maybe the sixth time I had fired a gun. Yeah. I shot at about 200 yards. I shot a trophy feral hog. These things have overrun parts of Texas, and Tracking Point does a lot of their live fire testing on these animals just as a means of population control. So it took all but 5 minutes of waiting for a hog to show up, and really no experience under my belt, I was able to tag the hog, at which point the weapon fires a laser downrange, marking the target, and this laser updates at 54 times per second, at which point the gun realigned the reticle, and then it's just a matter of lining up the pip, as they call it, with the reticle, and next thing I knew, a very loud bang reverberated through the stuffy blind that I was in, and someone patted me on the back and said, "You dropped it right there," and that was it. I experienced the life force.
So you keep sort of circling around the target, and the gun figures out when it's hit the target that you've lined up.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it's essentially you would tag a target with a laser and say, "This is what I want to shoot." And the value in that is that laser always flies perfectly straight, so you don't have to have any ballistic calculation. You just aim it at what you want. And then once it sees where you've tagged, the gun then calculates based on trying to hit that point.
Derek, how'd you do at your PGF field test?
I think the first shot I took was at about 500 yards, and I hit that one. And then it took me about 5 shots to shoot at their farthest target at the range we're at, which was 1,000 yards.
Do you have any idea how difficult that would be to have that kind of accuracy for a first-time shooter using a regular weapon?
We actually tried that. And for me, shooting a rather high-end rifle that was very high quality and easy to shoot, about the farthest I could hit was 400 yards, mm-hmm. and that was maybe 50% of the time. And this other rifle, once I got it dialed in, it's 100% of the time at 1,000 yards.
So your field test is part of this film, The Long Shot, but there's also you speak with people from the company, you speak with people who are critics of the company. First, the company behind PGF, it's called Tracking Point Solutions. Give us a little summary of their story.
Sure. They're a very young company. They're coming up on being 1 year old. And they unveiled the PGF in early 2013. It was sort of their first big public offering. To date, they're right on pace to sell 500 units by the end of the year. Keep in mind, these things go for $17,000 a pop. It's still very much in the early adopter phase. Mm-hmm. But they've also to date sold $250,000 in ammunition. Keep in mind that the system is closed looped. So that comprises the custom rifle, the scope, which is sort of the secret sauce, and custom ammo. So looking ahead to the next year, they're looking to apply the platform that makes the PGF to a full suite of weapons, including drones and even Google Glass. So you could potentially one day fire your precision-guided rifle by saying, okay, Glass, fire my precision-guided rifle. Mm.
Jason Schobel is the CEO. He's also an Iraq war veteran who was wounded by gunfire in Iraq. He says that this PGF, this technology, could change the nature of combat. Now, are they hoping to sell to the military, or are these being designed for the general public?
They're being designed for both. Tracking Point is aimed definitely at hunters and the sporting market. But most of the people that we interacted with at the company that weren't engineers, which the company is mostly engineers and is very much a tech company, but Jason and most of the other people we interacted with outside of that realm were all ex-military, and they're definitely aimed at that market. And one of the things that really stuck out to me that Jason said was, as you mentioned earlier in the segment, you know, most sniper teams are two-man teams, and they're basically, you know, a little bit on their own because they have to be hidden out, you know, way off in the middle of nowhere. But with this scope, which has its own network built in and has its own video capabilities, and you can stream video from the scope to an iPad or to an iPhone, now it's opening up this possibility to connect the battlefield of snipers being all over the world, all over the battlefield in their own location, but still being targeted and having people directly giving them feedback from somewhere else.
That's Derek Mead. He's host of the short film called Long Shot. Long Shot's producer Brian Anderson is also with us. The film is about their investigation and their field test of what's called a smart rifle. It's now available from a company called Tracking Point Solutions based in Texas. The CEO of the company says that this smart rifle has democratized accuracy, basically pinpointing and doing a ballistics calculation to make a near-perfect shot every single time. Now, that is quite a statement. You just talked about a military application, but the hunting application is the big one that they advertise at the company, saying that they can create ethical kill shots. You know, now a hunter can hit with precision that animal. Any different than, you know, hunting caribou from a helicopter or other options that people criticize as not really giving the animal a chance?
I think there is an element of that in there, definitely. The thing about the ethical kill shots is, you know, I don't think the vast majority of hunters want to make sure that when they shoot an animal, that it's going to die quickly and not suffer. And that means that a lot of shooters can't shoot animals from very far away. And now what Tracking Point is trying to sell is say, hey, you can shoot from really far away. It adds a new element to the sport. But the other hand is, you know, it does take a lot of the work and effort out of it, because they even show in their promotional videos saying, you know, we stood on top of a bluff that normally you'd look for animals and then go find them. Here we just stood up there and then shot them from there. So it depends on, you know, your own personal viewpoint as a hunter, but it does definitely change the way that we frame that sport. And it's going to be interesting to see how the market reacts when it becomes more popular.
There's this element of unreality, almost a video game component to Tracking Point's smart rifle. in the more overt sense, they use a video game as a training tool. And there's also an app that allows people to capture their kills and then to share them with others. Now, was anybody that you spoke to concerned that this kind of, you know, mediated experience, this kind of gamified experience of shooting could be blurring the line between real world and simulated violence?
Yeah, we spoke to a couple of bioethicists and kind of technoethicists for the piece, Peter Asaro and Jonathan Moreno. And one of the things they both highlighted was, you know, the more we invest in technology, which is the way the world is going and has always been, and it's the same for weapons, they're going to always become more effective because that's what people want. But the more we get into technology and this kind of gamification factor of removing ourselves from the actual act and hiding it behind, you know, a screen and a UI, it makes it so that our decision-making process is different than it ever has been before. And that's something that we saw ourselves, and it's interesting to think once this gets out of the real world, if people have more confidence in their gun or if they are removed from it because they know they're just looking at a screen and the gun is the one that's making the decision to fire, then perhaps we're going to have a different set of ethical equations in our mind than we would if we were shooting a traditional gun on our own. Mm. But when this gun actually gets out into the hand of military and police, which it is going to, it's going to totally changed the way we look at firearms. And that's something that we don't know, or nor did the experts we talked to. We don't totally know what the ramifications are going to be.
Yes, military and police are one thing, but I couldn't help think of what if an Anders Breivik or a James Holmes or an Aaron Alexis got their hands on one of these. Is that something that you discussed with the people that you spoke to in the film?
We did, yes. And, you know, you have to keep in mind that these are still, as it stands, bolt-action hunting rifles. They are somewhat cumbersome and fairly slow to load. You know, once the shot sequence is going, it can be very quick. But unless you're trained in the tactics of sniping and you have a lot of experience, this is not going to allow someone to do any more damage than they would using any other means of firearms.
Brian Anderson, who produced the video Long Shot for Vice Magazine's tech-based video channel called Motherboard. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
And Derek Mead, he's editor-in-chief at Motherboard, and he hosts the film. Derek, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You can now watch the short film called Long Shot, which covers the investigation and field test of what is called the Smart Rifle, created by the Texas-based company Tracking Point Solutions. You'll find a link to see it at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.